They had beat him to a pulp. He had bruises all over him. His head was swollen like a watermelon. His neck was busting because of the swelling. They broke his neck. They actually just beat the crap out of him. And so I knew my son was gone then.
Police and protesters are fighting in the streets of New York. Governors across the country are requesting military support as they gear up for potential riots and civil unrest as the brutal video of five black officers beating a black man to death makes its rounds. We haven't seen footage this disgusting since we all had to watch an officer put his knee on the neck of George Floyd, and this may be worse.
And then they're brutalizing him for not complying. In other words, they are escalating with their voices. They're escalating with the pepper spray and then punishing him for the human response he was having to being tortured to death.
Now, trigger warning, because we will be showing parts of the traffic stop that turned into a straight up murder of Tyrone Nichols by police. Trust me, it is hard to watch, but if you can, I suggest that you stay here and watch it to the end as we show how unhinged, ruthless, and if I'm being honest, straight up evil the policing system has become in America. Again, you have been warned. According to a statement released by Memphis police, the incident occurred on January 7th at about 8:30 p.m. when authorities stopped the car on suspicion of reckless driving. Fast forward to yesterday, and Memphis, Tennessee police have released body cam footage nearly 3 weeks after a traffic encounter ended in the brutal arrest and eventual death of a driver, Tyree Nichols. According to police, the 29-year-old black male died from injuries he got during his apprehension on January 7th. Now, the police claim that they stopped Tyree for reckless driving, but in the video, you see Tyree waiting to go at a red traffic light when cops jump out of their cars and start threatening to murder him on the spot. I can't even say that police escalated the situation because it started at a 10 with a confused and terrified Tyree seeming to be the only one trying to stay calm.
Put your hands on your back.
Hey, you guys are really doing a lot right now.
Bro, lay down.
I'm just trying to go home.
Lay down.
Man, if you don't lay down.
Oh, I am on the ground. Now, as police began to tase and pepper spray him, Tyree breaks free and starts running towards his mother's house, who does not live far from where he was stopped. Presumably at this point, scared and running for his life. Tyree managed to escape for a bit, but officers quickly catch him and detain him not far from where the original traffic stop happened. But this time, officers are more violent, emptying can after can of pepper spray into his face, followed by kicks to the head while repeatedly tasing him. Things get even worse when an officer pulls out his baton and starts beating him with his weapon. And it continues for what feels like an eternity while Tyree's hands are being held behind his back and officers take turns trying to knock him out. One punch is followed by another punch after another punch, and all while Tyree's hands again are behind his back being held by another officer until he finally falls to the ground again from the beating. What the officers subjected Tyree to was barbaric and unwarranted. With the Memphis Police Department now admitting that there is currently no evidence that Tyree was reckless driving at all. And this is from the chief of police's mouth herself. We're not making this up. And this is all made more tragic when you see the family of Tyree speak about how horrified they were by what they saw on that video of the arrest. Something that no family member, no mother, no father, no sister, no uncle should have to watch. This is policing in America.
The entire time. He was a human pinata for those police officers. It was an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating of this young boy for 3 minutes. Ben told you what we saw. Not only was it violent, it was savage.
According to the early autopsy reports commissioned by his family's attorneys, Nichols suffered extensive bleeding as a result of the severe beating. And at this point, the officer's behavior has been condemned by Memphis Police Chief Carolyn C.J. Davis. Which is nice, but to be honest, it just feels like business as usual until somebody gets caught on camera beating someone to death. According to the police report, Nichols was taken into custody after a confrontation erupted. An ambulance was sent to the scene of the arrest after Nichols complained of shortness of breath, and he was taken to the local hospital in critical condition. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says that in a statement, Nichols died 3 days after the stop because of injuries he got in the use of force incident with these officers. Now, after the incident, the officers were taken off duty, and the initial investigations found that the cops' actions during the stop were extremely reckless. Following an internal investigation, the Memphis Police Department identified and fired five officers involved in the traffic stop for violating numerous departmental standards. The police announced in a statement that it had fired the officers. We should all know their names and faces, so don't mind if I do. Darius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith for excessive use of force, duty to intervene, and duty to render aid. According to the county district attorney, a grand jury indicted the five officers fired by the Memphis Police Department on multiple crimes on January 26, including murder. But you know, they got bond because their police officers, as all of them on Thursday, turned themselves into the Shelby County Jail, and by Friday morning, four of them had posted bond and had been released. Now this situation, I don't have to say again, is disgusting and is representative of exactly what the Black Lives Matter movement was about. The fact that policing in America has gone unchecked needs complete reform. And because so many officers either participate in this behavior, know about it, and do nothing because they have no faith in the system or don't care. And because even if a cop does get fired, that does nothing to stop them from going to another precinct just to get hired. What happened to Tyree should never be allowed to happen to anyone. And it's a shame that this looks like the beating that Rodney King got. And even though it's been decades since that tape released and the fires that started, it seems like not much has changed, except the fact that it's a lot easier to catch these officers in their crimes while they commit them because of the presence of body cams and street surveillance systems. But that doesn't stop anything because all of these officers had their body cams on and Tyree still ended up dying because of their actions. So while that's a beautiful first step, it seems like it didn't solve a damn thing. But let's dive into the reactions. Some of the reactions from people who also had to watch and also chose to watch this disgusting video of officers murdering an innocent man. According to Tyree's stepfather, writing, "I no longer believe that the vast majority of police are good people. Silence is complicity. This is not the first time these cops did this. Other cops in their department should have spoken up. There is a code of silence." And I don't think anybody can deny that. If you talk to any cop, they will tell you that. It's not a secret. This is a gang murder. I don't care what uniform they're wearing. I agree. The Tyree Nichols video holding someone up so you could beat the hell out of them while they're not resisting arrest. The abuse of power by cops is disgusting and inexcusable. How many times will someone die at the hands of the people that are supposed to serve and protect? Gross. The video of Tyree Nichols is brutal. Nothing requires that level of force. Cop culture is disgusting. And the fact that they thought any of this was okay is a reflection of the system they signed on to be a part of. I am disgusted. He lost his life over a traffic stop. My God. And I 100% agree. These cops didn't think that they had done anything wrong at all. After they beat Tyree into submission, they hung around, talked to their buddies, probably gave each other high fives and pats on the back for doing a good job. Because why? This is business as usual until someone gets caught. And then it's against department standards. Yeah, I believe that when I see it. What is standard is this type of behavior from the police, unfortunately. But let me know what you think in the comments. Do you think that these cops will face justice? Do you think that there will be some type of way they get off? Do you think that Tyree deserved this or not? We hear a lot about stop resisting and listening to the police. But even while he was on the ground, the police were screaming for him to get on the ground. And it's hard to not resist while someone is attacking you and you have no clue what is going on. And who wouldn't be afraid when cops jump out of their cars and point guns at you and start screaming, cursing and threatening to murder you on the spot simply because you're stopped at the red light. But let me know what you think in the comments. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Where cool comes to pray, you come to stay and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way. Where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. I am Joe Stone, and I will see you in the next one.